This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Who doesn't want their government to bring in new business? South Dakota's governor was in Minnesota recently to try to charm businesses to move his way. And the governor of New York this week is looking at new tax incentives to entice companies. This must be money well spent because new businesses mean new jobs, new tax revenue. But Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics guy, has been doing some reading that calls this logic into question. Hello, Chris.
Hello, David.
So you've been doing your reading in the dismal science so we don't have to?
Oh, well, let's call it the optimistic science. Now, this is a paper by Nobel laureate James Heckman, University of Chicago, and a co-author. And what they were looking at, David, is the gains to investing in early childhood education for low-income children. And let me tell you, these gains are substantial. I mean, higher lifetime earnings, lower inequality, increased college completion rates. And I looked at this and I said, well, this is what we should be investing in, right?
It sounds logical, but you connect that with publicly funded economic development somehow?
Well, here's the thing. What the states are doing is they're, you know, giving somewhere around $80 billion a year in subsidies and incentives for businesses to stay in the state and for businesses to come from California to Texas or Minnesota to South Dakota. And the research is fairly consistent. It says, look, on early child education, you get a big rate of return. And on this other stuff, you just don't.
So invest in early childhood education. You're arguing that. But why stop the economic development stuff? That's got to accrue some jobs at some level.
Well, perhaps some jobs at some level. I mean, you can take a look at some investments and they do pay off. But, David, we're living in an environment where every legislature is saying resources are scarce. You're oftentimes subsidizing a business that's going to move into your state anyway because it's good business, or a business that's going to stay in your state because this is where we are. But that just improves the private sector company. Doesn't do anything for your local economy. Again, scarce resources, tough budgets, spend where you get the best bang for the buck.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics correspondent. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.